Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
Hi, I'm Lauren Bishop Widener. I'm reviewing A Parchment of Leaves by Silas House. At its core, this novel celebrates the ordinary, the stuff of everyday life. Yet nothing in life is truly ordinary, and so we are drawn into the realistic, successful marriage relationship between Vine and Saul Sullivan. Vine, a full-blood Cherokee of bewitching beauty, is only a couple of generations away from the Trail of Tears, a background stain that House treats delicately, without bludgeoning us. The action takes place during a span of a few years surrounding World War I, and through fine-tuned setting details, we see the pristine beauty of eastern Kentucky in those last days before strip mining of coal and clear-cutting of timber raped the land. Vine tells her story in a credible, easy-to-read dialect that seems authentic without being distracting. In a time and place where autos were available but roads inaccessible, Vine's move of 15 miles or so across the mountains to Saul's family land effectively cuts her off from her roots, and she draws us into the difficulty of forging a relationship with Saul's mother, Esme, and brother, Aaron. Though we see the hard work involved in eking out a living in those mountains, Vine's grateful attitude colors our perception of the difficulty without disguising it. Rather than boring us, the details of Vine's life, like the details of our own, consume our attention. But this novel covers more than the everyday. Saul's brother Aaron is a brooding, angry young man, a dreamer, a gifted musician, and storyteller. Aaron also has a violent streak. And in a series of events beyond Vine's control, and possibly beyond Aaron's, the story deepens from a sweet, plodding tale of domestic life to a tough and believable look at how the human spirit can sometimes triumph despite the cruel circumstances fate throws our way. Vine is a heroine we can relate to and admire. House's keen understanding of the nuances of his beloved Kentucky breathes life into a universal story of family, loyalty, love, and endurance. I'm Lauren Bishop Widener for BookSpeak.
I'm Jeff Hudson, and I reviewed Edwin O'Connor's The Edge of Sadness. Is there life after death? The death of spirit, the death of one's social identity. The living death of a priest wounded by his humanity and shunned by the scandalized parishioners he once counted as family. This is not a plot ripped from today's headlines. Rather, it is a framework for the rich and personal story of Father Hugh Kennedy in Edward O'Connor's 1962 Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Edge of Sadness. In an age when one's parish was their community, and one's community was defined by ethnicity, Father Kennedy had it all. Raised by a widowed father in the warm Irish embrace of St. Raymond's Parish, he grew to become the church's energetic and beloved pastor. Then, battered by personal tragedy and deeply wounded by alcoholism, he lost it all. Isolated and clinging to recovery, Father Kennedy finds himself assigned to Old St. Paul's Church, a parish as dilapidated as his own spirit, clinging to life in an ethnically mixed slum. Not an Irish in sight until old Charlie Carmody, the octogenarian slumlord from St. Raymond's, comes for a call. Some say old Charlie's looking for an inside track to bulldoze St. Paul's and build slum tenements in its place. Or is there something else old Charlie wants? Something he desperately needs? Something he can get from no other priest than Father Hugh Kennedy? The answer lies in the rich pages of O'Connor's creation, a work in which the sights, sounds, smells, and people of an earlier age come to life. A timeless story that easily could have been written of this generation. An honest work in which a priest is understood to be human, and in his humanness he finds life after a living death of tragedy, failure, and humiliation. The Edge of Sadness is a book to be savored, not devoured. Borrow it from your public library, then buy it. Keep it on your bookshelf. There's enough depth in this book to provide a fresh perspective with each read. I'm Jeff Hudson for BookSpeak.
You too can review a book on the air. Just visit bsu.edu/IPR for details. Support for BookSpeak is provided by Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.